Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, August 30th, 2018, almost at the end of August and into September. We have 11 vessels on our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. In our marine weather forecast, on the Columbia River bar at the mouth of the river where the big ships come and go, we have combined seas about 3 feet in the shipping channel through this morning. However, seas will temporarily build to about 5 feet during those max ebb current times I'm always talking about. So they will have one around 7:30 this morning, another around 8 p.m. today, and again around 8:15 a.m. on Friday. And so that's about halfway through the outgoing tidal cycle. The current in the river reaches its fastest velocity during those ebbs. And the natural outgoing current of the river is in there too. And so the speed of the river can reach 7 knots or more in some places. That's a lot. That's a lot for a small boat. It can slow down vessels coming into the river, and it can make vessels going out lose control. And there's sneaker waves and eddies and yikes. It can be just really difficult out there. So that's why it is part of the marine weather forecast. It's really a warning to mariners to say, yeah, you might want to pick a better time to go across the bar. And so a better time would be when the tide is rising. And when the tide is at slack tide, when it just there's that turning point where everything sort of slows down almost to a halt, and savvy mariners know to time their crossings on the bar with those kinds of things. You can talk to the Coast Guard about this. They will certainly tell you what are the safest way to get across the Columbia River bar. Today in our marine weather forecast, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west to northwest 10 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves from the west. 1 foot high at about 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 5 feet at about 12 seconds apart. And today we're going to talk about how ships deal with poor visibility at night and in the daytime especially. And I'm talking about things like fog. But first, let's look at what's happening on the river today. We have 3 inbounders. We have 5 in the Astoria Anchorage. We have 3 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Tiger Glory. She's arriving from the Panama Canal, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She's ultimately destined for port westward, and I believe that means she's picking up ethanol, if I'm correct about what cargoes are happening there right now. So Panama Canal is a big time saver for ships. There's a second canal for larger vessels. That means that bigger vessels than ever can go through the Panama Canal now. It saves ships having to go around the bottom of South America, which is quite a long trip and also quite a dangerous trip, especially in the winter. That Southern Ocean area off the south of South America there is quite perilous, one of the most dangerous stretches of water in the world. So the Tiger Glory will be passing Astoria around 10 a.m. and gliding to a halt, actually, in our anchorage to stay there until about 7 o'clock tonight when she'll head up to Clatskanie. The Luzon Strait is arriving from offshore. She's headed for Longview to pick up logs. She will pass Astoria around 2 p.m. You might see her in Longview by about 5:30. The Medi Sydney is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll get there maybe around 12:30 in the morning, and you'll see her if you're up and you can see her from where you are. See her running lights gliding into the anchorage. Let's see, we have in the Astoria Anchorage, the Pan Unity is headed for Kalama today at about 10 o'clock tonight to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. The Hiroshima Star is awaiting orders in the Anchorage. She is a wheat ship. The STH Oslo is also going to be picking up wheat eventually, but she's waiting orders in the Anchorage, as is the Mangarella at Rice Island, at the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria. She's another wheat ship, and she will eventually go upriver to pick up that cargo. The Zhao Galaxy is outbound today from Vancouver, with petroleum on board. She's leaving around 4 p.m. from there, so about 10 p.m. outbound past Astoria. The James Bay is leaving Longview, Petcoke on board there, I think, leaving around 4 p.m., at 6 p.m. rather, so maybe around midnight you might see her. Actually, 6 p.m. from Longview, that would be about 9:30 you'd see her past Astoria. And the Glovis Star leaving Portland, she's a car carrier with Hyundais on board, around 6 p.m., so around midnight, her running lights will go by Astoria outbound. Well, this morning, I walked to work. My car's in the shop, and I thought, what a fun thing to do. Let me walk, mile and a half or so to work. But I was out early because I get here at about 7, and it was really foggy on the hill in Astoria. Now, I don't know whether it was terribly foggy elsewhere in our listening area, but I know that here we have this river fog phenomenon in Astoria that can just sock things in. So I was thinking about vessels out there on the river. I didn't particularly hear any as I was walking, but I would have heard them if they were there. So I wanted to just talk to you overall about the whole thing of communicating on the water between vessels. So one thing I've said many times on the Ship Report is that the overarching goal of any voyage in a ship or any vessel, sort of your prime directive, is broadly to not hit anything or anyone as you're going from one place to another. So things and people to hit can include other ships, which they all have people on them, boats, the bottom, the land while you're underway, and structures attached to the land like docks. So a ship's goal, a vessel's goal, is to gently come to rest next to the dock, not to hit it. So various things about ships and about the water make this difficult. Ships have no brakes. They have to deal with wind, current, and sometimes visibility issues like this morning. So some things that can make visibility an issue are, of course, darkness. But bad weather, like rain and snow, can be an issue, and sometimes just plain old fog, like we had this morning. So poor visibility during the day or night caused by weather like this is really different than simply darkness at night. So ships have to do something different. So at night, ships deal... So on the land, let's look at it, on fog on land, we turn on our headlights and we slow down, if we're smart. At night, well, anytime, ships deal with fog by using sound. So at night, for instance, ships deal with regular old darkness by using lights because there is an assumption under good conditions that there's a distance of visibility for those lights, that ship will be seen in the distance even though it is dark. So just to sum up that, there's a really clever color scheme of lights, of running lights on ships and boats, red and green and white lights. So if you're standing on the deck of a ship looking forward toward the bow, there's going to be a running light that's red on the right and on the starboard and green on the left port. And so anybody, no, I'm sorry, I've got that wrong. Green for starboard and red for port, like red for port wine. So at any rate, if you know this rule, as all mariners, professional mariners know it very well, when you see a vessel on the water at night, you can tell your orientation to it, which is very important, like if it's going to run you down. You can tell what your angle of to that vessel is by what lights you can see. So this is very, very, very clever and very has been used for many years. So there are also white lights on vessels that tell you the white stern lights. Vessels at anchor display a white light. So there's a lot of rules about this. And if you know this sort of code, you can tell what's going on. But with fog, you can't see the running lights either. So that's when vessels use sound. And there is a rule about this, rules of the nautical rules of the road, so to speak. It's rule 35, sound signals and restricted visibility. So what does that mean for you on land? You're going to hear these if you're anywhere near a waterway where vessels are going by. So a power driven under rule 35, a power driven vessel like a ship making its way through the water shall sound at intervals of not more than 2 minutes one prolonged blast. And so when the weather's foggy out there, day or night, you will hear ships sounding every 2 minutes. Now, there's another variation on that rule that you may also hear. There's another part of Rule 35. A vessel not under command, a vessel restricted in her ability to maneuver, a sailing vessel, a vessel engaged in fishing, and a vessel engaged in towing or pushing another vessel shall, instead of the signal I mentioned earlier, shall use three blasts in succession every 2 minutes, namely one prolonged followed by two short blasts. So that's what you might hear on the waterfront here in the fog as vessels are going by. And again, they're really attempting to avoid hitting one another by letting each other know they are there. And so it is quite useful and does prevent a lot of accidents and part of how we stay safe on the water and those unusual conditions that are not like being on the road. You've been listening to The Ship Report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.